WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. In high school sports over the weekend, recapping some local softball play, Atlantic hosting its tournament. Atlantic winning all three of their games as they beat Carroll 12-0, Panorama 8-4, and Downed AHSTW 9-5. Brooke Newell of Atlantic, one of the stars of the tournament, going 6-for-11 with a walk, 5 RBIs, 3 doubles, and a home run. Also, she threw out both runners trying to steal against her in that tournament Saturday. Also in that tournament for in the Atlantic tournament, it was Clarinda over Carroll 10-4. Clarinda beat Tri-Center 12-7. Tri-Center over Red Oak 3-2 in 8 innings. Red Oak downed Audubon 4-0. Panorama over Clarinda 11-5. Panorama beat Glenwood 5-1. Creston over Exira EHK 10-0. Creston beat AHSTW 13-1. It was Creston over Tri-Center 13-1. Glenwood beat Audubon 14-0. Glenwood over Carroll 11-0. Lewis Central topping AHSTW 12-0. Lewis Central beat Audubon 12-0. And it was Lewis Central over Exira EHK 8-5. Also in Saturday softball tournament play, the Fremont Mills tournament, it was Shenandoah beating Stanton 3-2 and Sydney over Fremont Mills 11-8. In the third place game, Fremont Mills over Stanton 10-2, and Shenandoah won the title 12-0 over Sydney. In the Southwest Valley tournament, Griswold beat East Mills 20-4. It was Southwest Valley over Cam 9-2. Also in the Missouri Valley tournament, it was Moe Valley over West Harrison 14-2, and Logan Magnolia beat Woodbine 5-1. In high school baseball on Saturday, Winterset topping Atlantic 10-3. Lewis Central beat Fort Dodge 14-9. Mason City Newman over Lewis Central 4-1. Thomas Jefferson beat St. Albert 7-3. At the Waterloo tournament, Denison over AGWSR 5-2. Western Dubuque beat Denison 12-2. At the CYO tournament in Carroll, it was Kemper Catholic over Bishop Heelan Catholic 10-9. Remsen St. Mary's beat Kemper Catholic 12-10. At the Nottoway Valley tournament, it was Nottoway Valley over Orient Maxburg 12-7. Perry beat Iowa Christian 6-3. Iowa Christian over Orient Maxburg 17-7. In the title game, Perry beat Nottoway Valley 3-1. Also at the Coon Rapids Bayard baseball tournament, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over ADM 5-1, and Coon Rapids Bayard beating Pleasantville by a final of 9-5. Johnny Peralta homered and singled home the go-ahead run during a 3-run eighth inning, leading the St. Louis Cardinals to a 4-2 win over the Los Angeles Dodgers on Sunday night. Kevin Segrist pitched one inning to pick up the victory, while Trevor Rosenthal, the sixth Cardinals pitcher, threw a perfect ninth to grab his 19th save of the year. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Cincinnati over San Diego 4-0, Pittsburgh blanking Atlanta 3-0, Philadelphia beat San Francisco 6-4, Chicago over Washington 6-3, Miami edging Colorado in 10 innings 3-2, New York over Arizona 6-3. In the American League, Salvador Perez hit a solo home run with nobody out in the eighth inning, lifting the Kansas City Royals over the Texas Rangers 4-3. Wade Davis picked up the victory in that game. Elsewhere in the American League, the Yankees over the Angels 6-2. Toronto beat Houston 7-6. Baltimore 7-3 over Cleveland. It was Boston beating Oakland 7-4. Detroit beat the White Sox 6-4. And Tampa Bay over Seattle 3-1. One interleague game saw Minnesota top Milwaukee 2-0. Well, the NBA Finals are tied at a game apiece after the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors split a pair of overtime games in Oakland. The Cavaliers blew an 11-point lead late in the fourth quarter Sunday night before pulling out a 95-93 victory over the Warriors in Game 2. LeBron James shot just 11 of 34 from the field but finished with 39 points, 16 rebounds, and 11 assists for his fifth career triple-double in a Finals game. James hit a pair of free throws to put Cleveland ahead 92-87 early in overtime, but the Warriors scored the next 6 points to go out in front before Matthew Dellavedova hit a couple of free throws with 10 seconds to play. It marked the first time an NBA Finals has opened with back-to-back overtime games. Klay Thompson had a team-high 34 points for the Warriors, who will travel to Cleveland for Game 3 on Tuesday. Novak Djokovic has fallen short in his quest to complete a career Grand Slam. The top-seeded Djokovic dropped the French Open final for the third time, falling to number 8 Stan Wawrinka 4-6, 6-3, 6-3, and 6-4. That outcome puts an end to Djokovic's 28-match winning streak and keeps him stuck on 8 Grand Slam titles. Wawrinka earned his first French Open crown after exiting in the first round of the last of the tournament last year. In racing, Martin Truex Jr. led 97 of 160 laps in winning Sunday's Sprint Cup race at Pocono Raceway. Truex had gone 2 years without a victory before becoming the 10th driver to qualify for the chase for the Sprint Cup championship. He dominated off of late restarts down the stretch to snap a 69-race winless streak. Kevin Harvick was second, followed by Jimmy Johnson, Joey Logano, and Kurt Busch. In golf, Mark Calcavecchia won the Principal Charity Classic on Sunday for his third career Champions Tour title, closing with a 3-under par 69 for a one-stroke victory over Joe Durant and Brian Henninger. Calcavecchia, who missed the cut in the Senior PGA Championship 2 weeks ago, never trailed during the final round at the Wakanda Club in Des Moines. The 13-time PGA Tour winner finished at 12-under 204. Durant shot a 69, missing a long birdie putt on the 18th hole. Henninger had a 68. Rod Spittle was fourth at 10-under after a 68. Davis Love III had a 68 to top the group at 9-under. He was making his fourth Champions Tour start since turning 50 in April of 2014. Also in golf, David Lingmuth was able to celebrate his first PGA Tour victory after knocking in a par putt on the third playoff hole to outlast Justin Rose at the Memorial. Lingmuth led at the midway point of the tournament but began the final round 3 shots back before firing a 3-under 69 for a 15-under par total. Rose overcame a shank from a bunker on a final hole of regulation and hit a 55-yard pitch out of deep rough to within 3 feet to save par to post an even par 72 to force that playoff. Masters champion Jordan Spieth closed with a 65 and wound up in a tie for third with Francesco Molinari at minus 13. Tiger Woods finished last in a tournament that he's often dominated. He was 29 shots off the pace. And Suzanne Pedersen has won the LPGA's Manulife Classic in Ontario. She closed with a final round 3-under 69 to finish at 22-under par. Runner-up Brittany Lang finished 1 stroke back following a 7-under 65. The win for Pedersen is the 15th of her career and her first since October of 2013. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.